Welcome to SportsMed Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that women who take oral contraceptives are less likely to sustain an anterior cruciate ligament or ACL injury than women who do not take an oral contraceptive. A woman is 2 to 9 times more likely to have an ACL injury than a man, especially in the athletic population. A better understanding of the factors that place women at higher risk would allow clinicians to implement more effective preventive measures against ACL injury. Previous literature has shown that collagen synthesis is inhibited when estrogen levels are increased. Therefore, the authors of this study completed a case-control study to assess the impact of oral contraceptive use on the odds of sustaining an operatively treated ACL injury among women in a national registry. The authors used the Danish Ligament Reconstruction Register and the Danish Prescription Registry to identify over 4,000 women who underwent an ACL surgery. Furthermore, over 8,800 age-matched controls who had no history of ACL injury were selected from the Danish Civil Registration System. The authors used the Danish Prescription Registry to determine if selected individuals used oral contraceptives. Selected individuals were then divided into those who ever used oral contraceptives or never used. Among those who ever used oral contraceptives, the authors evaluated new users, recent users, and long-term users. Approximately 45% of the group with an ACL injury used oral contraceptives, compared with approximately 48% of the control group. After adjusting for important factors such as obesity, the authors found that individuals who used oral contraceptives were 11 to 20% less likely to sustain an ACL injury than those who did not take an oral contraceptive. These findings were similar for recent users and long-term users. The number of new users were similar between those with and without an ACL injury. Interestingly, using an oral contraceptive for 1 to 4 years may be protective, but using an oral contraceptive for more than 4 years did not alter the likelihood of sustaining an ACL injury. Overall, the authors found that oral contraceptive use has a protective effect against ACL injury. However, one must be cautious before trying to use an oral contraceptive to prevent ACL injuries among women. Two major issues surrounding this data is completeness of information and an inability to assess a patient's activity level. One major strength of this study was using various Danish registries to develop a large data set. However, patients who did not undergo ACL surgery were omitted in this study. Furthermore, the researchers were unable to determine who was physically active, let alone who was participating in sports. Ultimately, this study indicates that the next step should probably be a randomized clinical trial to test if oral contraceptives can reduce the risk of ACL injuries. In the meantime, clinicians may benefit from using this information more from a diagnostic than preventative perspective. For example, clinicians may ask a patient about oral contraceptive use and want to use more ACL diagnostic tests when evaluating knee injuries among athletes who do not use oral contraceptives as they are at higher risk. Furthermore, if a patient asks about whether oral contraceptives may help prevent an ACL injury, we can use this study to explain that there is some evidence to support this concept, but it is unclear if it will hold up in future studies with female athletes. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post introduced the clinical recommendations for progressive return to activity after military mild traumatic brain injury. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, Our social media posts included an article from the National Health Service, or NHS, about how to read health news. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.